Faith is not a concept you visit. It's a lifestyle you possess.
Dr. Tony Evans explains why faith has to be more than just a way of thinking.
Because if I'm not rolling by faith, then I'm not experiencing God in my circumstances. Because that's how the righteous roll. They live by faith.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. To many people, faith is a feeling, a sense of confidence or optimism. But today, Dr. Evans explains that real faith is something we live out, no matter what our emotions are telling us. We'll learn more today in a back-to-basics lesson he calls The Concept of Faith. Let's join him.
There are many people today who are living with a sense of hopelessness, a sense that it's not working, it's not worth it, it's not fair. I quit, I give in, I throw in the towel. I can't take it anymore. A sense of profound despair. That was true of the folks that the author of Hebrews was writing. They were on the verge of quitting. Quitting the faith, going back to the world. They didn't think this Christian thing was worth it. I've got unanswered prayers. I've got unfulfilled dreams. Things in my life that I thought God was going to take care of and has not yet been addressed. So I'm ready to throw in the towel. That leads him to discuss an awesome concept in a profound chapter. In chapter 10 of Hebrews, verse 35, he says, "Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you have need for endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. For yet in a little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back to destruction, but of those who have faith to the preserving of the soul." He says, I am writing you so that you don't throw in the towel for endurance. And then he throws the zinger, for the righteous shall live by faith. Okay, watch this. Whatever faith is, we're going to talk about it in a moment, it's supposed to be a lifestyle, not an event. The righteous shall live by faith. In other words, whatever faith is how you should roll. It should be how you flow. It should be your normal modus operandi of life. Faith is not a concept you visit. It's a lifestyle you possess. Because the righteous shall live by faith. So, if you're not living by faith, it's because you're not yet righteous. Because that's how the righteous live. And the righteous who learn to live by whatever faith is, get to experience God in action. That's what he says. You get to experience God fulfilling his word. So you've got to ask the question, am I living by faith? Because if I'm not rolling by faith, then I'm not experiencing God in my circumstances. Because that's how the righteous roll. They live by faith. But that raises a question. What is faith and how does it work? Which leads us to our series, a tour of the Hall of Faith, where we're going to look at the heroes of the faith. Verse 1. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Read that again. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. In order for faith to be faith, as God defines faith, it must have substance. Faith involves things. It involves stuff. Faith faith is not a willy-nilly amorphous concept in the never-never land. It is being sure of stuff, of the things which are hoped for, and it has evidence of things you have not yet seen. He summarizes that concept in the word hope. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith deals with things that are real that have not yet penetrated your five senses because you haven't seen it yet. Hope is an expectation about the future. Hope is an expectation of which you are convinced of or convicted about. In other words, you are confident of this thing, even though the thing hasn't occurred yet. Faith then must have substance. It must have some stuff that you can rely on. Now, what this means is faith is only as meaningful as the substance to which it is attached. If you've got faith in bad substance, then your faith will be insufficient no matter how much of it you possess, because the substance you're placing it in isn't much. If your child, when they lose a tooth, is placing faith in the tooth fairy to put some money under their pillow, I hate to ruin this, but they're placing faith in a non-existent reality. It would be better for them to place faith in mama or daddy, because that's substance. The tooth fairy is not. So if they place faith in the tooth fairy and nothing happens with mother and father, they will be disappointed in their faith because there will be no substance for which to draw it from. Faith has to do with an expectation in a hope that must involve a substance. So the amount of your faith is not tied to how much faith you have. It's tied to how much substance you possess. A little faith in significant substance produces great results. A lot of faith in insufficient substance will produce no results. Because what makes faith faith is the substance to which it is attached. Faith is the assurance of the things, the substance hoped for, and it is the evidence of something that your eyes have not yet laid eyes on, but that you know is real. If you want to grow your faith, don't go faith growth hunting. Get a better substance. The surer the substance, the more solid the faith. Perhaps you remember me telling you some years ago, I was to fly to Iowa to speak, and they couldn't get me there by the airlines, so they sent a twin-engine plane down to Redbird Airport, then now Executive Airport, to fly me in this twin-engine plane to Iowa. Originally, Sister Evans was supposed to go until she discovered they were going to pick me up in a twin-engine plane. She said, "You are going by yourself." I said, "You don't have faith." She said, "That's because you don't have much plane." The schedule got changed around, and we wound up being able to fly Delta. She said, "I'm going." I said, "Your faith grew." She said, "That's because your plane grew." So the size of her faith was directly related to the size of the plane. Because faith is related to the substance of which it is attached. There are some people in your life who you do not believe. If they tell you something, you're not going to do much with it, because the substance that it came from is not worth your confidence. There are other people in your life, you'll do whatever they say, because the person that it is coming from is worthy, for you to believe what they said. So to understand faith, you have to look at the substance of things hoped for, that is what the object is, and the evidence of things not seen. So this, let me clarify something then about what faith is not. Faith is not how you feel. Faith is not, let me put in a word, necessarily how you feel. You can feel faithless, but be full of faith. You can feel full of faith and have no faith. Because faith is not, first and foremost, an emotion. Emotions do not have intellect. Emotions don't think. That's what emotions are. It's how you feel. And feelings shift based on the information received. If you came in here depressed because of your bills, and I wrote you a legitimate check for $100,000, how you feel will immediately change. So now you can go back to how you were feeling when you first walked in here. But that's... But how you feel will change because of the information you received. See, the content will affect your feelings. If you go to a scary movie with a monster in it, and with all the technology today, they can make stuff seem so real, you might cover your eyes or screech or go, ah! You might react to something you know is not real. You know the monster's not real. You know it's not coming through the screen. You know that nothing's going to bite you when you go home. You might get home and put the covers over your head about something that's not even real, but you treat it like it's real, even though the substance is not real, because the emotions have become the dictator. Emotions are real, but they're the caboose, not the engine. They're at the back of the train, not the front of the train. They're like cargo in the back of a truck that keeps shifting. You do not let shifting cargo guide the truck. You let the steering wheel guide the truck. And even though they're shifting in the cargo doesn't say where the truck is going.
But faith is only as good as where you invest it. And Dr. Evans will be right back to talk with us about that as he continues this message from his current series called Your Best You. This collection explores the unique ways you can turn your spiritual potential into a day-to-day reality by healing damaged emotions, unblocking the flow of God's power, and getting the painful, problematic parts of your life turned around. We'd like you to have this entire 5-CD set as our thank you gift when you come alongside Tony's ministry with a contribution of any size. Along with it, we'll include a special bonus, Anthony Evans' brand new worship CD, Altered. It features some new versions of some of your favorite worship songs. Along with original cuts, Anthony says will help you hear God's promises in a fresh new way. We are a completely listener-supported ministry, so your faithfulness is the only way we can keep bringing you this broadcast each day. So please let us hear from you today. As always, you can make all the arrangements at tonyevans.org or give us a call at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. Dr. Evans will come back with more of today's lesson right after this.
The biblical roles of husbands and wives, the source of our authority as believers, understanding the concept of grace, winning spiritual battles, they're all important subjects but seem as different as night and day. Would it surprise you to know there's a common thread running through all four? You can discover what it is by taking the course on Ephesians in the Tony Evans Training Center. One by one, you'll dig into the powerful themes of this book and make new discoveries about what Jesus' death accomplished, how to maintain unity at home and at church, what spiritual armor is all about. The course includes custom content from Tony, not available anywhere else. Work through it at your own pace. Collaborate with other students. Get your specific questions answered through our online forum. Connect with the Tony Evans Training Center at tonyevans.org. It's like having a seminary on your smartphone or other device. Start today, tonyevans.org.
Faith is tied to substance that is not yet seen or experienced with the five senses, but that you are convinced is real based on the integrity of the subject who is calling for the faith. Who is the subject calling for the faith? It's God. He says, after you've done the will of God. Now, let me tell you why this sermon and this series, for many, may be the most important one you've ever heard. Because Hebrews 11 verse 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Don't miss this one. Faith is not one of the things you need. It is the key thing you need if you want to experience God. Because without it, it says you are displeasing to God. Why is God getting all upset about whether I have faith or not? Because when you don't exercise faith, you are challenging God's integrity. Let me put it in everyday language. To not live by faith is to call God a liar. Every time we leave faith, we say, God, you don't know what you're talking about. You are in error. In fact, you are a downright liar. Now, while nobody here would come out and just verbally say, God, you are a bold-faced liar. When God says something and you don't operate on it by faith, he says, you just called me, you challenged my integrity. We have Christians who live a lifestyle of insulting God's integrity. Without faith, you have challenged the integrity of God. Now you know why faith is a big deal and why God says without it, you do not please me. You displease me. If you want to make concrete, you go get a bag of cement. You mix the bag of cement with water, then you pour it in, it settles and becomes concrete. For many of us, God is not yet concrete. He's not a solid reality in our lives. He's merely a concept in our minds. That's because we have cement that hadn't gotten mixed so that it gets hard and becomes experiential concrete in my experience of God. In other words, for many of us, who God is and what God says is an idea in our mind that has not yet graduated to be concrete in our lives because it hadn't gotten mixed yet. So let me give you or remind you again of the formal definition of faith. Boiling it all down, faith is simply acting like God is telling the truth. Faith is acting like God. It's not feeling that God is telling the truth. It's not saying that God is telling the truth. Faith is acting like God is telling the truth. That's why the Bible calls it walking by faith and not talking by faith or feeling by faith or even thinking by faith. Unless it has hit your feet, it's not faith. It's intellectual assent to a concept that hasn't gotten mixed with action, therefore nothing concrete has shown up in the life. If you want a concrete manifestation of God, then what you believe about God must be married to what you do in light of that belief. Now you're exercising faith so that God can now become concrete in your life and not a theory in your head. As I've said before, in the rooms around the sanctuary, we've had to install motion detector lighting because people were leaving lights on. It was costing us too much electricity bills, and so we had to do something. So we installed motion detector lighting. You walk in the room, the light pops on. You walk out of the room, the light goes off so that we're not wasting electricity. There's power in the room. There's lighting in the room. But it will not manifest itself until it detects movement. God is real. God has power. God makes promises. But you won't see it until he sees motion. If there is no motion, it lies dormant, although it's really there. So now that we have this understanding of faith, That it is not some amorphous thing. I believe for every drop of rain that falls, the flower grows, or whatever the song says. The issue of faith is, does God have integrity? And of course, Hebrews says, by two immutable things, it is impossible for God to lie. Okay? But if you want it to be concrete and not just cement in a bag, it must be mixed with motion. He makes a statement in verse 1 about what faith is, and then he asks, are there any witnesses? He reaches back into the Old Testament and he pulls out witnesses from the Old Testament for us New Testament Christians to know that what worked for them is what you need to work for you. He's got some witnesses. So when we go through this hall of faith, Abel's gonna come forth and he's gonna be the first witness. Enoch is gonna come forth and he's gonna testify. Noah's gonna come forth and he's gonna say a little something, something. Abraham's gonna come forth and he's gonna tell you something. Sarah's gonna come forth and a girlfriend has something she wants to share with you. Rahab wanna tell you a little something, something, because she's gonna testify as well. David's gonna give a testimony. Joseph's gonna give a testimony. The patriarch's gonna give a testimony. There's gonna be testifying to let you know that verse 1 is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God when you understand faith. He says, I got some testifying to do. In Canton, Ohio, they have the Football Hall of Fame. These are where the football greats, those who exceeded and excelled, their busts are there for them to be remembered. God says, this is my hall of faith. This is my Canton, Ohio. Hebrews chapter 11. These are the men and women who demonstrate that this faith thing works.
As we've been learning, faith is the only way we can approach God. A lot of people think it's a matter of going to church every Sunday and trying to be good. But the Bible tells a very different story, that forgiveness and eternal life only come through a personal relationship with Jesus and complete faith in His sacrifice on the cross. Well, Tony has a short video that explains it all. Visit TonyEvans.org, click on the top menu, and follow the Jesus link to see it. And then download some free follow-up resources. Do it today. And when you do, don't forget to request your copy of his current series, Your Best You. Remember, we'll send you this brand new message collection, plus Anthony Evans' new worship CD, Altered, as our way of saying thanks for any donation you make to keep this listener-supported program coming your way. This special offer ends soon, so don't wait. Visit TonyEvans.org before time runs out to make the arrangements, or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222 any time of the day or night. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, tomorrow, more encouragement from Dr. Evans on staying strong when the problems and pressures of life keep piling up. Right now, though, he's back with this story.
You know, in boxing, when they have the heavyweight champion and champion fight, and they got the two challenges or the two boxes on end, they bring in the heavyweight champions of old and introduce them to the crowd. The people clap, and then the champion will go over and shake one guy's hand, and he'll go shake the other guy's hand. He'll wave to the crowd that's applauding him. The reason why they bring the ex-champions back was to let these who are in the battle right now know somebody else has been in this ring before. Somebody else has gotten punched on before. Somebody else has gotten knocked down before. Somebody else has gotten bruised before. But I'm here to testify. Even though it's a fight, and even though it's a battle, you can come out this thing a winner. They're there to let you know you can win in spite of the fight. Some folk came in here today beaten up by life, bruised by circumstances, and defeated by sin. But this story wants to testify to you that even though you've been beat up, and even though you're in a fight, this is a winnable battle, because I got some testimonies. I got some witnesses that will testify this is a battle that can be won.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative, and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.